Hello, welcome to the Nyas in the Bathroom podcast. This is the second part to the ranking Disney movies videos, where we're ranking some of the animated movies, not all of them, because we haven't watched all of them, but the rest of these we know most about.
Yep.
I'm Aubrey.
I'm Ivy.
I'm Naya.
Let's just get started so that it's not too awkward like the last one.
Chicken
Little. We're gonna start with Chicken Little. Oh wait, let's list off the from the last one. So at F we have Snow White, Pocahontas, and Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet. We have nothing at D. We have Beauty and the Beast on C, Frozen 2 on C, Meet the Robinsons on C, and Bolt on C. For B we have The Little Mermaid and Frozen. On A, we have Cinderella and Aladdin. On S, we have Wreck-It Ralph. And then on SS, we have Mulan. But we're starting with Chicken Little.
I love it.
I hate love Chicken Little. Like, it's such a bad movie, but it has such great characters.
I would say it's a B, personally.
Yeah, it's got, like... If we took out the fact that it's so funny, like, it's so hilariously bad, if we took out the hilarious, it'd be F.
Would be a bad movie, but yeah. It's just so funny. There's so many great, like, concepts they put in there.
Yeah, It's so funny bad.
So, B tier.
Yeah, it's...
If there was no funny, what would we do?
If there was no... Like, if it wasn't so ironically bad, we would definitely put it at F.
Yeah.
But some parts of it are so, like... laughably horrible. Yeah. I love Abby Mallard so much. Oh my god. She's my favorite character in all of fiction. I love her.
I love when her and what's his name? Runt are like singing in her room.
What? Tell me what you want.
Tell me what you want. What you want.
Yeah.
And then Chicken Little calls him. He's like, guys, I need you to come over.
Mm-hmm. I
love that.
I remember... Okay. Remember like a bag scene, like somebody breathing into a bag.
Yeah,
he's like,
oh my god.
Yeah, he's like,
it's been so long since I actually watched the movie.
It's
so goofy. Mm-hmm.
It is.
What are we got next?
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland.
Good.
C.
Yeah, C tier.
It's a C.
It's a C. It's not
the live
action.
It's so trippy. It is.
I definitely feel like. The animated one, you're not really going anywhere with the story. Like,
yeah.
Because with a lot of Disney movies, it's like, get from point A to point B, or you end up in point A, now you have to get, or you end up in point B, now you have to get back to point A, or something like that. It's all like, that's kind of what this is. It's like she ends up in Wonderland or whatever, and now she's trying to get back. Or
yes, she will be wondering.
I definitely feel like the live action is a lot better.
I agree.
I really like the animation style. I like the character design.
It's pretty.
It's very pretty. It's just, I don't know.
I don't like the cat.
I love the cat.
The Cheshire cat.
Was the ginger dude like in the animated movie? I do not remember
the Mad
anything.
Hatter.
Yeah, Mad Hatter.
He was.
He looked different.
He looked a lot different.
Yeah.
Really.
Like, do you remember like the tea party scene?
Yes, I do.
That's where you first see him.
I think that's like the only scene I remember.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Next?
That's just a so we yeah we oh, put that at C.
Oh no, he had white hair.
Yeah, he looked way different.
Why did they turn him ginger? That's a punishment. No offense, Ivy.
Thank you.
we love you.
All right, next.
Tinkerbell.
Yeah, Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
Oh. Amazing.
Yeah, that's we're not gonna go into the detail of all of the movies. We're just gonna, as a franchise, Tinkerbell's SS. I grew up with it. I loved it. I loved all of the characters. I loved how all of them were, like, different. They all had different personalities, and they all actually had personalities. I loved that, like, all of the movies were very different. Like, one of them was like, we're exploring, and I got trapped in this house thingy. Oh no, there's a child who believes in fairies, but her father doesn't, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, a different one is like, I have a long lost sister. And then there's this other one, and it's like, oh, there's this big scary beast that isn't really scary, but he's actually really scary, but also not.
What was your favorite?
Anyway,
sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, I don't know which one I like.
I feel like the beast in Tinkerbell kind of reminds me of the beast in Alice in Wonderland.
Who's the beast in Alice in Wonderland?
In the, especially in the live action, like the way he looked.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right,
yeah, so Tinkerbell, SS.
Hands down. Zootopia.
I love it.
I like Zootopia other than like the message that they were trying to tell with Zootopia was so horribly portrayed, but other than that I kind of really like Zootopia.
It's an A tier.
Yeah.
It is an A tier.
Like if you just strip Zootopia of all of what they were trying to tell you,
it's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
It would be like an S tier.
Yeah, like S.
But it sits at an A because of the terrible message.
It was a good message.
Yeah.
It's just the way that they were telling the message.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's really bad. Like
I like
The city is pretty. I love it.
I love the idea
of where it changes from climate and setting. I love it so much.
Like they have areas for all the different like kinds of animals. There was no humans.
Then why would they be so angry with each other? Is it herbivores?
No, it's predators and prey. It's because biologically predators eat prey.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that portrays the race though.
It's basically like, oh, one of them's supposed to be a minority, the other is supposed to be like, you know.
But they did it in a very wrong way, because if you think about it, predators in our society are thought as like
smart.
I don't know.
No, predators in our like but like what a predator is like what we call predators other than like animals are people who are trying to date young children or people who are trying to date like
Did you say date?
Like people who are trying to get with young children or people who are like
Was that trying in the to movie? Date
weaker. No, what I'm saying is like
okay.
is like
to say?
That, so predators in our like humans in a society other than like you know just like the predator animals, but they're like people who are trying to date younger children or people who are like seeking out weaker people in a relationship that they can abuse. And why are we trying to like instead they're like, oh, this is a race thing.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's all very weird. I don't like how they're trying to portray a specific race as a predator or prey in society.
Yeah, that's what I was not understanding, because the whole thing is just confusing.
Yeah, like, who is supposed to be the minority, and why are you comparing, like, people to, like, how animals act biologically? Because, like, yeah, humans are animals, but we are evolved. We have evolved differently. It's just
return to monkey.
But other than like the horrible way they told that message, like if they just had it like an underlying message, not like every single point of the movie from like the pepper spray thing to the random scenes where like animals are like pulling their small children away from predators because they're predators, like
Why are you
It's so bad. The message they were trying to tell is really bad.
The elephants also in the ice cream shop.
The elephant ice cream shop. So,
they're just you're not welcome in my shop. What?
It was so unsanitary.
It was disgusting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
ew.
I just feel like they could have easily just told us a movie or like a story about race and just kept, like, just make them human. They can be human. You can have all of the points of this movie while having them still be human.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, because in that way, it's a lot easier to understand. Like, they could have had it, like, years back in history when, like...
I mean, maybe they were trying to make it, like, more appealing to kids.
Well, yeah, obviously. It's Disney. It's but a like, cash grab.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Disney.
Anyway, I think we should A-tier. Move on. Yeah, A tier. Just A tier.
Big Hero 6.
Icky.
It's, I definitely like character design. The way that the movie looks is amazing.
The story, not so much.
It's, yeah.
It stands at a D.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Cause like okay,
it's not an F because it actually had some thought put into it.
Unlike,
but it had more thought put into the look of the movie, the setting. Yeah. But they didn't put thought into actual story and what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were like, haha, movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like the story is so weirdly like, it's just weird. Like the villain is bad. Yeah. It's like. Oh,
icky, stinky.
My daughter was sent into some portal thing to test it out, and then she didn't come back out. Oh, instead of trying to see if she's still in there, I'm just gonna kill a bunch of people.
My sister said, like, I showed her this list, and she's like, I would rank Big Hero 6 at an A tier. And I'm like, how can you like this movie?
It's like, the characters,
so bad.
The character's cool design, right? Can you tell me the names of any of them?
No.
They are so, like, this is why, when we were talking about Tinkerbell, we were talking about personality. It's like, I know the names of most of the Tinkerbell characters because
I don't remember.
They have, like, I don't remember any of the characters from Big Hero 6, though. Like,
yeah. No.
I don't know what any of their names are.
Yeah, they were.
It's not really that rememberable.
No, the looks of them in the movie were, like, memorable. Not word. But I feel like,
yeah.
Like I was saying, they put more thought into the looks of the movie to, like, not the story. You mm-hmm. don't remember the names. You, like, remember what they look
let's
like.
Let's add one sad scene and then try to make it better.
It was a really bad movie. Villain. Bad twist villain. Bad villain.
Yeah.
Bad everything.
Overall, D.
Yeah.
Encanto!
Encanto.
Encanto!
Amazing.
I am in love. SS. I am in love with this movie.
It's great.
Story they told, brilliant, amazing. The looks, gorgeous.
They put thought into every little detail.
They did.
That's like, what I love about it.
Mm-hmm. Cause like, I love how it, like, a lot of people can relate to this. They can relate to not living up to the standards that are, like, put on them by their, like, family members and all that.
Yeah.
And, like, I love how everyone has character growth. Like, I love how the grandma has character growth. I love how Mirabelle has character growth. I love how the sisters have character growth. I love how everyone, like, learns that they don't have to be a certain way to be in their family.
Yeah.
And I love how, like, the grandma realizes I shouldn't be making my grandchildren and my children have to feel like they are not good enough until they can provide for the town, blah, blah, blah. She realizes that the value that she's placing on them should not be because of their gift, but because of, like, who they are.
Yes. I think they portrayed everyone's story in a great way.
Yeah, I'm really glad that they portrayed the story well, unlike certain other movies. I like the message with, like, you know, how I love the message of it. Yeah, I forgot what I was gonna say. I love the message that they were trying to tell and how, like, how well they told it. Like, you don't have to be a certain way you shouldn't have to be a certain way for your family members to love you, as long as you're not, like, you know, a horrible person.
What's your favorite song?
Oh, I really liked the what was it called? It's the one that the sister sang.
My favorite is the Strong Flower Sisters.
Girl? Yeah, the Flower Girl. I forgot what it's called.
I really liked. Is it called Am I Too Late for a Miracle or something like that?
Oh, that one. Yeah, the one where
I think it's called, like, actually, like, Miracle.
Yeah.
What's the Strong Girl song?
I'm
a strong one.
Surface Pressure, I think.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. The music was amazing, though. I love how the music, like, they actually told the story through all the music and, like...
That's because Lin-Manuel wrote it, and I love Lin-Manuel.
I don't know who that is.
Favorite ever, and no one can stop me. Because he actually wrote Hamilton, too.
Okay.
Or helped write it.
Yeah.
And I love Hamilton.
All right.
Overall, SS.
SS. I think we should move on, though. What are we gonna do next?
Tangled.
SS. I love Great Tangled. Movie. Love Tangled. Love it so much.
It had so much meaning. Yeah. No. So that's why it took so long. I think it was really expensive too. I think.
It probably was.
Flynn Rider.
I love him.
He's probably one of the best princes.
The Smolder.
He is the light-skinned Smolder.
Oh yeah, I love all of the characters. I love how the mother isn't really a twist villain. She's more of like a building up to be a villain, like, and it's not even building up, because like it's shown that she's a bad person in the beginning of the movie, but then she starts she's acting like she's a better person, and then she starts acting progressively
she's
worse.
Crazy.
I love like
I feel like she's narcissistic.
Oh, go on.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
I love the bar scene.
Oh, I love the bar scene.
Great.
I love that. And then I love, like, when she first gets out of the tower, she's, like, going through a wave of, like, different emotions, and she's, like, showing them all in, like, very good ways. It's
I'm
just...
more interested in the feet.
Shut up. I love Rapunzel. I love it too.
S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S.
What's next?
I forgot about this one. Raya.
No!
I'm sorry.
That's gonna sit at a D. It would be an F, but we have worse movies than F, so.
Yeah. We're not even gonna talk about it. Because we don't need an explanation.
Well,
let's
just leave it an F.
No.
I mean, D.
No, yeah, I do want to talk a little bit about it. The message that they were trying to tell about trust was so bad, because they were like, okay, she trusted this girl, and then she completely obliterated every ounce of trust she had because she, like, broke the thingy that... it was weird.
She was, like, on the run for years, by the way.
Oh, God.
I think that's what it was.
But she completely broke her trust, and it was like... And then throughout the movie, like, they try to paint Raya as this villain for not trusting people, when she shouldn't be trusting people after what happened when she did trust someone. Like, she trusted her so much, and then she's like, nope, I'm actually gonna do something bad and I'm gonna destroy the thing. But,
whoops.
And then, what was the Namari? I think that was
Space Jam.
No, that was the girl's name. Sisu, the dragon. I kept trying to, like, tell Raya, like, oh, well, you just need to trust Namari and then, like, things will be better. But any, like, and then, like, when, when Namari, like, accidentally shoots Sisu, they try to be like, oh, well, if you just trusted Namari, Sisu wouldn't be dead. And they try to blame it all on, like, Raya for not trusting Namari when she shouldn't be trusting Namari. Because it's just, they had a really bad message about trust, and it was just...
Overall, D tier.
D tier.
Yeah, D tier.
What's next?
Moana.
I love Moana!
Amazing.
S. It sits at only an S, because...
There are better movies than SS.
It's The Rock.
Yeah.
It's The Rock, yes.
The Rock plays a character that he plays in every single movie. It's the exact same person in almost every single movie.
Ryan Reynolds, I mean, he does that, but he does it better.
Yeah.
He does Adam it Sandler, way better, and he's thing. Actually handsome.
And Adam Sandler, same thing. Same I character, love- but he does it better.
Yeah,
Rock Adam is- Sandler's actually funny.
Mm-hmm. The Rock is compared just to like, The Rock. I'm strong.
I'm a strong guy. That's my personality in every movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Like he strikes fear in me. I just spat. I'm sorry.
He plays like this guy in the jungle in multiple movies. Like, why is he in the jungle?
Jumanji.
And then what's the other one where he's flying on a huge bee or something?
Ew. What?
It's like
I don't remember.
I do.
There's it's just in every what single you, movie he's like just the strong guy. He's just the strong guy.
Yeah.
I also don't really like Maui's character for most of the movie, but
Maui,
even then, like
Maui.
anyway, but like I, I don't know. It's not that I completely dislike him. It's just that he really annoys me, but that doesn't mean that makes the movie bad. Because, like, they're not trying to make him not annoying. Like, he's kind of supposed to seem annoying, so.
Yeah.
True.
And they did it well, because he was kind of annoying.
Yeah, I mean, sitting on an island for years and years thinking you're an amazing person.
Yeah.
Self-absorbed while everyone's talking on your name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah. Like, the music was really good, though.
Yeah, the music is amazing.
I love the ending. I love the grandma. I love the grandma.
Overall, S tier.
Uh-huh. Next, we have...
my favorite. Princess and the Frog, amazing. One of my favorite movies ever.
It's S.
Like...
I hope you guys can hear the headphones, by the way, when you're, like, talking.
No.
I turned it up all the way.
Oh.
It's kind of ear raping. I should not say that.
Character design. Love it. Everything.
It's amazing. Like, I mean, the prince was so self-absorbed in the first half of the movie, and then he really just, like, realizes, oh wow, like, I really like her.
I'll ruin it on my right.
I absolutely hate his little peasant guy.
Yeah.
The one that turns into him.
Yeah. Yeah, he ugly.
He's so annoying.
That one guy who was, like, the main bad guy, he was kind of hot.
Oh, yeah.
He was...
Oh, yeah.
He was kind of hot.
I do definitely feel like when they were, like, when they were frogs and all that, it was kind of more targeted, like, toward children. But then again, it's a Disney movie. It's gonna be targeted towards children.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I gave you. It looks squishy.
I love, like, the story with, I forgot his name, but the little firefly and the star. And then when he passes, he turns into a star next to his lover. It's so cute.
Yeah,
broke me.
It literally broke me, too. I was like, oh my gosh.
So we have, like, a few minutes left, and we have only two movies left.
Yeah.
Let's get through these, because they are not going to be very high.
Peter Pan was just racist, so F.
F tier. Yeah. Hated him.
Yeah.
Like, if you got rid of the, like, all of the Native American stuff, it wouldn't be...
Yeah.
Like, it'd still be, like, a C.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
It's...
Captain Hook.
Captain Hook was, like, the only good thing about that movie.
Yes.
Other than that, it's just, like...
It's bad.
And I'll save... And I saved this one on purpose. Sleeping Beauty.
Womp, womp, womp.
It's alright.
I liked it because it created Maleficent, and Maleficent was a peak movie. Like,
yeah.
I love the sequel. Like, she was hot. Not gonna lie.
She's just a great character.
And I love the story behind it in Maleficent. Mm-hmm. I prefer Maleficent over Sleeping Beauty.
Me too.
Because it's the same story, just live action.
Yeah.
And it was so
cool. Yeah.
Is it, like, the first live action of, like, a Disney movie?
I don't remember.
I think it
was. I'm not sure.
Of, like, Disney princesses.
I think it came out right around, Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah.
Or Maleficent?
Well, Sleeping Beauty is basically Maleficent.
Yeah, I don't think I don't know, because I feel like that movie, Disney Maleficent, live. Came out right around the live-action Cinderella.
Disney Princess. Mm-hmm.
All right, well...
Where
do we place this?
A.
It's, A?
Yeah, it's...
Okay, yeah, it was a
It's definitely better than Chicken Little, Little Mermaid and all that. I don't know. I kind of really like Little Mermaid than, you know, some parts.
First Disney Princess live action. It says Snow White. Snow White doesn't have a live action though.
Yeah.
Does it?
No,
Wait, does it?
It doesn't.
That's are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the Google, what are you doing? Live action.
I could have sworn. But maybe I'm just thinking of
That's the first princess, not the first live action. I want the action.
Oh, it's coming out next year, apparently.
What?
Oh, yeah, it is. You're right. No, it doesn't have one yet.
What?
Wait, it's coming out next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Oh, I just
exited out.
How could you?
But it's coming in 2024. Be ready.
Mm-hmm.
2024? The year we good.
Yeah, next year after that.
Yeah. What is this?
Oh, no. I don't like
that. I want to see a live action of Tangled because of how good it is.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.